Good morning. This is Josh Clark with today's daily devotion from Philippians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. And here Paul says, "And be found in him, that is Christ, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead." Couple things here that really stand out to me. One is Paul saying, hey, you know what? It's not about me and what I can do, but I want to be found in Christ Jesus, not trying to justify myself, not trying to reach God as if I could do that through my own good deeds. And earlier he says, listen, guys, you know, I came from the right family, very religious, very educated, you know, well-respected, all these things. He says, but I count it as worth nothing. And now in these verses, he says, I want to be found in Christ, being justified through his righteousness, which is not my own, which is through the law. In other words, me striving to add up to be good enough, but that which is through faith. I've placed my faith in Christ, and I'm able to partake in the righteousness which is from God, this free gift. It's really an amazing thing. This righteousness which is given to us by God as he forgives us, you know, through and paid the price for our sin through his death on the cross. And so what a beautiful thing to rest in that, be found in him, not based on what I've done, not based on trying to be good enough, but what he has done. And he says, listen, and I want to know him. I want to really identify with Christ. And he says, and I'm willing to suffer with him and be conformed to his death. That's a very interesting thing, isn't it? How many people say, well, you know, I want to suffer more? But, you know, I remember as a child when I gave my life to Jesus, you know, I remember in that you know, innocence of being a child, right? And reading the scriptures. I remember going to mom and saying, Mom, you know, I want to suffer with Christ. I remember saying, I want to, you know, you look at all these stories and how Paul and his death and the other apostles and the disciples and how many of them, you know, were willing to stand up and identify with Christ for something, you know, many of them, the disciples saw with their very own eyes, and they didn't back down even in the face of death. And you think about here, Jesus was willing to come down and die on the cross for our sins. Isn't it the least that we can do is to be willing to suffer with him, to be willing to identify with him, to be willing to be mocked and made fun of for our faith, as we love others in the same way that Jesus loved us. And so anyway, it just hit me this morning as he talked about wanting to relate with his sufferings and if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. And that's what we're looking forward to. In Romans 8:18, it says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not even worthy to be compared with the glory that will one day be revealed in us." And so we're looking forward to heaven one day, whose builder and maker is God. You know, it's not going to be messed up like it is down here on earth. And so now, you know, may God help us to love others, to serve others, to be willing to suffer just as Jesus did, and be able to relate with that. And again, we're not going to reach heaven through our own good works. It's through righteousness by faith in Christ Jesus. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that beautiful? And the appreciation for that, the love for that, that we have for our Savior Jesus should relate in us being willing to suffer and pick up our cross daily and follow. And so God help me, God help us. And let's go out there and have a super ultra awesome, fantastic day as we rest in not our own righteousness, but his. Amen. Have an awesome day. God bless.